time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jay Potter. He is the chairman of the Republican Party here in Carbon County. And we've got some important dates coming up as far as primaries are concerned and when you need to register and all of those things. Plus, they've got the annual Lincoln Day dinner has been scheduled. We're going to talk about that as well. Jay, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
No problem. Now, the last time you came in, we were talking caucus, and that went off without a hitch, I assume.
It did. Very well attended. Precincts were represented. We put our leadership in place, and also our state and county delegates were elected. So we are ready to go.
I was going to say, everybody's ready to go for as far as this election cycle is concerned.
They are.
All right. Now, the Republican primary will be coming up, and that'll be on June 28th. But there is an important date that's coming fairly soon that people need to realize, because the Republican primary here, you have to be registered as a Republican to vote in that, correct?
Yes, and that is statewide, and that date is the primary day for all parties. That's the primary election. But in Utah, the Republican Party is a closed primary, and so you do have to be a registered Republican to vote in as a Republican for Republican candidates. And that deadline to register is March 31st. So it's coming up really quick, Dave.
And we had talked about just before we came on the air, it sounds like the Republican Party, even here in Carbon County, is going to be pretty full. We're going to have a need for a primary this year. So if people want to register to vote in this primary, what do they need to do?
They need to do one of two things. It doesn't matter if they're affiliated or non-affiliated at this point in time. They can go to the county administration building and fill out a form that will be added to the list, or they can go to vote.utah.gov and register online, which is very, very simple. And so those are the two main methods that of getting registered to vote.
And so if you want to vote in that primary, once again, your deadline is March 31st, and that's coming up quicker than you think.
Exactly. I mean, we're just a few weeks away, but it needs to be done before the close of the day by like 5 o'clock on the 31st.
And get in there for that. And then once again, we said the primary will be on the 28th of June. And then there were some other dates that are going as far as like early voting and when mail-in ballots are going to be mailed out and all those things. What are those dates?
Early voting will begin on June 14th through the 24th, and that's, you can go to any of the polling places that are open at that point in time and cast your vote early, or the ballots will be mailed out. We're a mail-out county, and that will begin anytime between June 7th and June 21st. So those ballots could arrive any time within that time frame.
And really, we talked about the caucus being really the first step.
It is.
And so this getting registered, I would say, is the second. And then the primary votes and all those things, that's very important. Because for those that may not know, what do they do in a primary when they do a vote for the primaries?
Well, what will happen first is we'll have a county convention for our county elected officials. And then there will also be a state convention. Both of those happen in April. April 1st is the county convention prior to the Lincoln Day dinner. But also on April 23rd is the state convention. So what will happen is everyone that has filed to run will appear in those conventions. And the delegates that we elected in the caucus will then cast their vote, determining if one goes all the way through to the general, or if two of them go into a primary. So those things will be determined at the convention, and the delegates have been selected. They'll be vetting the candidates, and then those votes will be cast and determined who goes to the primary. So if there is a primary, that means that two of those people vying for those offices will be on that. And then as a general public, as a registered voter, we will then decide between the two which one goes on to the general election to face another party candidate.
And that all, the first step is going to be April 1st, and that is before the Lincoln Day dinner. And that leads us to our next thing that we wanted to talk about. The Lincoln Day dinner is coming up on April 1st. And what I hear about these all the time, I read about them. What is the purpose, and why do you guys do a Lincoln Day dinner for the party?
Well, in this case, April 1st is going to be a very busy day, because we will have those who are campaigning, who are candidates, setting up booths in the Jennifer Levitt building to be able to talk to delegates, the public in general. we'll have our county convention at 5:30, and then the Lincoln Day dinner at 6:30 on the 1st, all in the Jennifer Levitt Building. And so what will happen is with the Lincoln Day dinner, it is a fundraiser, but it's also that time frame when candidates can distribute their information, have a good group gathering and talk to people. And we'll hear in both those venues, we'll hear from the candidates short. We're talking 3 minutes per candidate, so we don't want it to be an all-night event. But it should be a very nice dinner, catered obviously with the university, opportunity to have interaction with the candidates. And our keynote speaker this year, the Governor Cox, has agreed to come down and be our keynote speaker for that dinner.
And once again, that is on April 1st and starts at 6:30. Now, if people want tickets, what do they need to do?
They can reach out to myself or Tina Urbanic. We have tickets available, and both of our numbers are out there. Very easy. We'll be happy to get you on our list, various ways that they can pay for that. The dinner is $20 for a single, $35 for a couple. And then, of course, we have candidates and tables available to be sponsored.
So the next couple of months for the Republican Party are going to be very busy.
They are.
And even though that primary isn't until June, the next couple of months are really going to set and determine what's going to happen in June, it sounds like.
They really are critical times, and it's still a great time to be involved. As an individual, you need to look at the candidates yourselves. You also need to then talk with your elected delegates, both county and state, regarding those specific races, and let your views be known. Just because there's a delegate that's been elected to represent you, they represent your precinct. And so you need to still be engaged.
All right. So once again, everything is coming up. You've got that registration deadline to register as a Republican by March 31st. You can do that at the county building, or what was the website?
Vote.utah.gov.
And go on to that website. Register as a Republican. Then the primaries is June 28th for that. And then also remember the Lincoln Day dinner. If you want tickets, get a hold of Jay. Get a hold of Tina Urbanic. They can take care of you, because it's going to be a very informative evening if you're getting ready to vote in this election come up in June for the primary, and then the general in November. A lot of things need to be decided before we get that far. So these are great information, and get out there and be a part of the process, as we always say.
That is correct. And thank you, Dave, for letting us get that information out there.
Anytime, Jay. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Appreciate it.
I've been speaking with Jay Potter, the chairman of the Republican Party here in Carbon County, about the primary that's coming up and registering as a Republican if you want to vote in that primary. And then, of course, the Lincoln Day dinner that's scheduled for April 1st. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.